Dr. Tan got to stop asking the obvious one. Yeah. We here today.
What I'm doing here, I've been pushed to come here. You know, we were there. They took away 28,000 of our good voters there and gave us 41,000 voters here. So you do the sums. But we are here also because I've been here before. Any other questions?
So that means you will be contesting the West Coast Jurong West GRP in the coming election?
We always leave our options open. There are so many other areas we can go to, you know, but we have to study all the changes that's happening. And of course, in this particular ward, if I do come, I bring with me a lot of historical perspectives. I've been here as a doctor, practicing here for the past many, many years. Jurong area. In fact, my clinic is 492 Lim Chu Kang Road. No, 492, Jurong West. Then there's another one in Corporation. So medically, I've been here. I've seen many patients here. And when you walk with me just now, I'm sure you must have seen many of them recognize me because we are from the same village. Many of my friends, we were all from Ama King. And Ama King is a village that got resettled. And all of us, we were resettled here. So I had no choice, I had to start my clinic here and also resettle to Choa Chu Kang. So you see, many of them do recognize me, like old friends already, because we were in the same kampung. Huh? So there's one medical perspective I bring along with me. The other one is the political perspective. I started the Jurong East Town Council here. I chaired the Jurong Town Council. I chaired the Southwest CDC and also chaired the Southwest Town Council here. So many years, the whole this area I've actually covered. So it's not new to me. So when my friends saw the changes, they expressed sadness for me. They said, "Doc, what thing, man? You are going to a new area. You fought so hard in West Coast. Now you got to fight again in Jurong." But for me, it's not. Where we go, we fight. Because we're all fighting for the country, for Singapore. And that's most important. So wherever we go, we will still continue to give off our best. And we put our best candidates also. So this area is not new to me. In fact, I'm quite familiar. I can see so many familiar faces.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
so you
need to describe your confidence and vulnerability here. Okay.
I'm always a confident man. Whenever I take part in any event,
especially I always talking to residents, you know, how do you assess the ground?
Oh, I'm quite happy because so many recognize me, and some even call me by my name, not the name that you all know, but Ama King Lim Chu Kang. The villagers, I was quite surprised, so many villagers here. You know, I mean, they are old, but I think they can. And the children, I also have taken care of them though. And so we will come back here to serve them in a different capacity now, not as a doctor, but as the representative in parliament later on.
Jurong GRC has one of the highest vote share last election, right?
Who?
Jurong GRC.
Yeah.
So with the addition of Dharman Jurong and Jurong West, how would it affect your standing here?
Yeah, I say I bring along two of my historical perspective here. And also, I feel very strongly my past contribution to Jurong will be seen by many people when I walk around, that I'm coming back.
But they could be unfamiliar with your team,
of
right?
Course.
So they are familiar with
you. Never mind, that's why I bring my team. You see, all my team, they are young.
Yeah, of course, it's still an uphill battle. And 41,000 new residents are now being given to us. We have served the Telok Blangah residents very, you know, closely over the last 4 years, but they have taken them out and give us 41,000 new ones. And the runway is very short, so we've got to gear up interaction with them, definitely. As Dr. Tan has said, he has a strong track record in the west of Singapore, including Dharman Jurong and Jurong Spring, which is now given to us. We'll definitely work our very best in the run-up to the election to engage every resident,
You remember Nanyang, right? You did a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. As you all know, Taman Jurong at the last election was a KP stronghold. So now that this has been added in, they raised the bar, but we will rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And today's walkabout shows that, you know, the residents here actually received us very warmly. So we're quite encouraged.
So after the EBRC reform came up, was there any change in party strategy about anything else?
That's a secret. We like keep all options open. Okay.
Yes. All options open. Yeah.
What are your plans to engage? You mentioned there's a short runway. What are your plans to engage Taman Jurong over the next
month? If I tell you, the other side will know.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, we are always prepared. You know.
Yeah.
In any political event of this nature, you've got to be quite prepared from the very beginning. We may not be fully 100%, but we're gear up, you see. And we are seeing a lot of people now coming to support us, and we're very cheered by that.
Sorry.
Well,
the two
MTMPs
run
in West Coast. How can you ask me all these questions? No, but I think we will put them... We have a selection committee. It's not only me who will select. There will be a team, and this team will decide. And when you decide, there are certain parameters you've got to go through, certain way that you've got to measure the individual candidates, see whether they can fit this constituency or not. But basically, it's a team that is going to see, and headed by these two people. I'm only a watcher, watching.
So the team has not been decided?
No, we have.
Decided already?
Yeah, but we're not telling you.
I think, Ms. Kinsapoy, you previously mentioned that PSP will contest in a congress you won over 40% last election. Is that still true after the EBRC reports
a lot? Like I said, you know, these are strategies that we're not prepared to divulge at this stage. Yeah, of course.
Will you consider the Bukit Gombak after it has been drawn?
That is, like I said, we're keeping our options in front.
Can you mention Gombak? Is there something special?
Bukit Gombak is carved out from Choa Chu Kang into an SMC.
Yeah. Lo Yen Ling. Oh,
Lo
Yen Ling. Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy with him?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm always protesting everywhere. No, you must believe in what you do and you do it, you know. You just don't talk. I always tell my young people, either you live or you exist. I live. I don't exist. And because I don't exist, I know what I'm doing. There are always so many things I can do. But if I only exist, I'll be staying in my house and not doing anything. But when the country calls, I have to come up. I cannot just sit around. So, I am living.
Doctor, you said you've also strategized and kind of decided already. Is that also, you know, after talking to opposition parties to, you know, possibly avoid pre-qualifying?
No, we have always been talking to opposition parties, but we never have any formal arrangement. Because we leave to them, they also have their own agenda. So we know when the time comes, we will try to avoid all these three-corner fights, which is very important. Yeah.
Anyway, the real opposition coordination will come from now on. It'll be after the EBRC. So whatever they said before that is likely to be tentative.
Have you scheduled any meetings with the other opposition?
Very soon. Very soon.
So scheduled already or not yet?
Not yet. But very soon.
Ms. Pai Maswell, Dr. Tan said many of the residents recognize him here, but how would you rate your reception today, considering at this point your first meeting?
Oh, I would say very good, but ask me for percentage. Yeah. No, frankly speaking, I've yet to receive somebody who would scold me. I think they're all very warm to me. And they're quite happy to see me. They're quite surprised to see me. Some ask me, why you come here? You're West Coast. I said, no. PAP asked me to come here.
Yeah, I mean, of course, most people recognize them. But there are also residents who recognize the two of us from our parliamentary performance. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give credit to me. I tell you, they also recognize this too. But I think this is something which we also expect some changes, but not this kind. But whatever that is presented to us, we will just have to take it and go along with it.
Have you had the scramble? Since you said you weren't expecting this kind of result, but not this time.
No, no, we don't scramble, though. We are always prepared.
We're nimble.
But the work a lot harder.
Yeah, the work a lot.
But same with East Coast. You know, East Coast also, they have 40,000 voters, lot.
But they also the same.
Yes. So we also have 40,000.
So how clever?
Yeah.
So how will you be contesting here to rise up to the challenge?
I already told you.
Nice try.
The team is ready. The team is ready for the challenge.
She's very persistent. No, you must do what you believe in. That's most important. Whether I stand or the other stand, I must convince them that the country can trust them. That when they come and join me, they're doing it for the country, not for me. I only create that platform for them. So the platform has been created. These people have come, stood on the platform. They have offered themselves to serve the country. So I'm quite happy. There are new people you will meet soon. But as this election tempo goes on, you will see that.
CC Camp is coming in Japan this month. Has the election been held?
Not yet. It will be soon. Next week, right?
What is it?
CC election.
CC election is a usual thing.
Yeah.
Every 2 years you have it. There will be changes. Never mind.
Yeah.
Political change do happen.
The focus is on the GE. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was to ask, last election, you all obviously like a new party kind of experience, but with new members and party kind of things. But have you noticed anything change this time now that more people actually know PSD instead of Tan Cheng Bock?
If they still only know Tan Cheng Bock, I'm in trouble. The party is in trouble. But honestly, now they all, you're from PSP, so I'm quite happy. They know now. I think you got to the effort of Hazel and Manwai in Parliament has been very good. They may be nominated member.
Non-constituency
MP. But I think the performance, you judge for yourself in Parliament. Have they shirked their duty? They put on a lot of effort. It is not without the help of the party, of course. But this is to show that the quality of people they are bringing in into Parliament is going to be of a good caliber. So you may have some of them maybe behind me, but they will have to perform. And that is what is important for Singapore, because they can bring about not a lot of changes, but at least to tell the other side, look, can you do it this way or can you do it that way? Not necessarily this is the right way. Can we have this new policy change? So this is where PSP, and I want to believe that the younger chaps will be able to perform.
But on top of our parliamentary performance, of course, all our members and volunteers have been very hardworking, pounding the ground, wearing PSP T-shirt, so that now it's very recognizable. So it's team effort.
Does the party extend
it? It's not a number game. The important thing is the quality of people we found. They also on this note, actually, we also feel sorry that we have to leave Telok Blangah area, because I can tell you, for the past 4 years, my men have combed that area. And now, and the residents, I expect them to go there. So many have expressed why. But we say it's beyond our control. But we still wish them well. Because I feel sorry for them. Because I believe that we can do a lot more. Because the communication has been established. So now we have to build new bridges and build new communication channels. And this is where we will have to start again. But never mind. Everything always has to have a beginning.
Do you
want to
introduce anyone behind
you? No. You see for yourself. If you can guess, you are good.
I'll try.
You try your best.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.